This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A. Stars. Latvia, sometimes referred to as the Pearl of the Baltic Sea, between Lithuania and Estonia, with Russia on its eastern border. Latvia regained its independence from the Soviet Union in 1991, but during its occupation by Russians and Germans in World War II, waves of refugees fled the country. Latvians scattered across the globe, and a large group came to Kalamazoo. Maita Bunja is an active member of Kalamazoo's Latvian community. She's also a librarian at Western Michigan University's Waldo Library. During Latvia's occupation, she established a Latvian library in Kalamazoo. But as the Iron Curtain began to lift, she began thinking about sending Latvian publications created outside of the Soviet Union to Latvia.
They did not have our publications because the Soviet system was such that didn't allow them. If they had any, they were in these special funds that were under lock and key that very few people could ever get to, and only in the major and a couple of the major libraries. So yes, there was this big need in Latvia. And we started that actually before 91 in the 80s. We started because things with Glasnost started opening up, and one of our former students actually opened up a shipping line so that we could ship the books over there, and we sent containers worth of books. So I sent a lot of our duplicates over. I also made sure the National Library and the other big academic Academy of Sciences library had lists of things that they were specifically looking for. And so before I did anything else, I'd always go through my lists and see if there's anything I could fill in holes for them.
So I understand that you travel back and forth from Kalamazoo to Latvia on a pretty frequent basis. And correct me if I'm wrong, I understand that you do this in more than one capacity at, you know, your personal interest, also as a librarian, and possibly maybe even in an unofficial ambassador of the Latvian community here in Kalamazoo. And I don't know if people realize about the Latvian community in Kalamazoo. Do you have kind of a small description of what's here in town? Why here?
The why is always a good question. You know, why Kalamazoo? But it was, you probably know the history better than I do because you've lived here longer than I have. But I understand that there was a minister who sponsored a whole choir and their families. And sort of ironically, my mother and her sister also landed in Kalamazoo as their first place of entry when they came to America. But my aunt was a cosmopolitan kind of lady and dragged mom off to New York City immediately. But there was a very highly cultural community here with that started the first Latvian music magazine, the art magazine, the children's magazine, the literary magazine. These all things started in Kalamazoo.
And then there's the Latvian Center in Three Rivers that we call Gudazes, which I think attracts a lot of Latvians, not just from Kalamazoo, but all over the country, sometimes even from overseas.
Yes, so that's a huge, you know, it's active mostly only in the summer months, but it has, you know, a summer high school of over 100 students and children's camps at different levels. And plus, it's just a social gathering place. So, and they'll be celebrating their 50th anniversary this year.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A. Stars. I'm speaking with Maita Bunja. She talks about travel to the Baltic states to compile the Baltic Library Directory and help build Latvia's National Library.
In 93, I decided I had a project of compiling a Baltic Library Directory. So I traveled around to Lithuania and Estonia, and I got to see the national libraries there. Lithuania had a building, a nice massive building that was built in the 60s, and Estonia had just opened up their new library that they had gotten funded during the Soviet era, and so they have a wonderful new national library building. Well, Latvia didn't. They had, the National Library was, I think at one point, in something like 11 buildings, and all over the city of Riga and even outside of Riga. I think they were down to 6 in the most recent years. None of them were built to be libraries. They were, I know they had one disaster where a floor fell through, and of course the climate control was not correct and stuff like that. So the idea of having a National Library building came, you know, as soon as Latvia became independent, if not even before. And Gunnar Birkerts, who's an architect here from Michigan, he offered to plan a new library building for them. I knew how his mind worked because we were thinking about an addition to our library at one point, and we actually had a meeting, and the man just is amazing. I mean, he's so conceptual, and you know, the way he plans things out. So he had this concept taken from Latvian folk tales about a glass mountain on that
Geismaspils.
Yeah. It's now considered Castle of Light is what the building is called nowadays. And so he had this plan that he provided for free to the country. But then it took just years, decades, to get all the funding in place and to get the, you know, he had planned it on the River Daugava, and you needed to buy up all the properties that were there. And
how big is this place? Is there some way to convey the
13 floors, I believe, the pinnacle, but I think they don't have a 13th floor. So they, I think they have some sort of, you know, lower level and you know, and the rest. And the center core is the collections, and then the areas outside with the windows are for the public spaces, the offices, and but yes, no, it was painful to watch. You know, they were hoping to have it open for Riga's 800th birthday in 1201. Well, it opened last summer, you know, and it kind of a rollout with in the January of last year, they had, they brought the first books over in a chain, you know, so people got in line.
I remember reading about that.
And,
fantastic.
And so, and they didn't get that many books across because everybody stopped to look at them. They were so fascinated by, even though it was freezing cold that day, but you
know. So imagine this chain of people across a bridge, because Riga actually
yes.
has like two sides with this huge river Daugava in the middle, and people lined up shoulder to shoulder,
passing
one book from person to person
yep.
to person. Wow.
It yes. So, and I think they are all very, very proud of it and excited by it. Because it took so long and it did cost a lot of money, people started saying, well, why do we even need this? And I remember I had a sabbatical in 2012 when I spent 3 months there. So I got to talk to a lot of people. And whenever somebody started complaining about it, I said, no. You need this.
Yeah.
You know, it might not, I think it's the ideal, you know, you might not agree with the architectural plan and how it's done, but you need it badly. I mean, the way it was just I was almost embarrassed to tell people where the national treasures were located in Latvia. And now they have a wonderful, wonderful home.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Maira Bunja. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview and see photos of Latvia's National Library. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.